Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. As always, I'm your host, Austin Boyer. And before we get into tonight's episode, a few quick podcast shout-outs. All right, guys, check out the Cult Film Companion podcast, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, the Fan in the Van podcast, the Crime Divers podcast, the Sense of Shelf podcast, the Two Mexicans, One Mic podcast, the Heel Truth, the Cigar Store Idiots podcast, Your Daily Writing Habit, the I Seen It podcast, the Fan DeLoreans, the Hashing It Out podcast, the Geek Gauntlet podcast, the Smoker's Lounge Premium 6 podcast, 8750 podcast, the Air Quote Wall podcast, Decaying with the Boys, the Sons and Shadows cast, the I Scream You Screen for Movies podcast, Two Men, No Hope, The Story of My Pet, The Haunted Tales podcast, The Quad Pro Quo podcast, The Films Infirm Nation podcast, Bold Talk by Joe, The Mr. Gentleman's podcast, and last but not least, The Chime In podcast. All these podcasts can be found on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you stream your podcast, so be sure to check them out. All right, guys, if you guys watched SmackDown tonight, then you may have heard the big news that Rey Mysterio is the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. This is big news, exciting news, and news that I definitely did not expect. Like, this news honestly blew my mind. But it's news that I'm happy about, and it's news that I'm very proud of. You know, Rey Mysterio obviously deserves this. He's had a great career in WWE. From a guy who is one of the shortest guys on the roster, but is always the underdog in the fight, and he's always the one to defy the odds. He is the one that makes the impossible possible. Rey Mysterio started his career in Mexico, but when he went to WCW, that's when he found his fame. He would go on to have great battles with Juventud Carrera, you know, Kevin Nash, and many others. And WCW was where Rey Mysterio would first, for the first time in his career, wrestle without his mask, thus turning him heel. Now, he would go on to, you know, have a great heel turn, in my opinion, because this was a guy who, yes, he was very short, and maybe a lot of them taller guys, you know, looked down on Rey Mysterio, you know, for his size. This guy definitely had style. He had charisma in WCW at a young age, and he stood out, in my opinion. Not just for his style, but for his in-ring style. The luchador style of professional wrestling. And if you guys haven't checked out the battles between Juventud Guerrera and Rey Mysterio, check them out. Because these are great matches. I mean, these guys would go on to have a 2 out of 3 falls match and several other matches. And, you know, in WCW, how often do you see a Rey Mysterio heel turn? Because that's something you would not see in WWE. Because in WWE, Rey Mysterio is probably one of the biggest baby faces in the company. And I don't think Rey Mysterio has ever turned heel in his WWE career. Not even for a second. Unlike Dominic Mysterio, who lacks, in my opinion, the charisma that Rey Mysterio had. But anyway, Rey Mysterio would go on to WWE to accomplish many things. And that was when the 619, we first seen the 619 in his debut against Chavo Guerrero in WWE. And that move, the 619, would become one of the most well-known moves of his career. Rey Mysterio today, even at his age, is still pulling off some incredible moves and putting on great performances. Along with his son, who I believe he'll be facing at WrestleMania. And yeah, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with Rey Mysterio. He's had an amazing career. This is a man who entered the Royal Rumble at number one and went on to WrestleMania to win the world title. And many believe that that wasn't possible, especially for somebody his size, you know. But like I said, he makes the impossible possible. This is a man who, you know, brings that luchador style to professional wrestling. A style that has opened the door for many. You know, like Chavo Guerrero. Like Alberto Del Rio, who really isn't the greatest name in professional wrestling, but, you know. Like Humberto Carrillo, can't say his last name, Carrillo. I think that's how you say it. you know, many names like that. He's opened the door for so many names. And it is awesome to see the many things he accomplished. You know, winning the world title. You know, winning the Royal Rumble. You know, about big success in WCW. Now, I, for one, I don't know if he ever won the WCW world title. I think he did at one point. I know that he was Cruiserweight champion before, but I don't know. But he accomplished many things throughout WCW and WWE, including being the first father and son WWE Tag Team Champions with his son, Dominic Mysterio. So that's a huge accomplishment because that's the first in WWE history. You know, and Rey Mysterio, he takes pride in what he does. He takes pride in the mask that he holds and his legacy. And even though Dominic Mysterio is a heel, you can see that Rey Mysterio is very proud of his son. Especially when Dominic had his first match at SummerSlam, who I believe it was against Seth Rollins. You could see backstage that Dominic was, that Rey Mysterio was so proud of Dominic. And it is so good to see a new generation of Mysterios, you know, in WWE. While I'm not too thrilled about Dominic's heel turn and the way it's been, as I think that Rhea Ripley is pretty much the star of this heel turn, and she's the only reason that this heel turn is semi-working, I will say that Dominic is talented in the ring. Though I do feel that he should be down at NXT, and I've said that numerous times. It does seem that they are planting the seeds for a Rey Mysterio versus Dominic at WrestleMania. We've seen that tonight on SmackDown and throughout various weeks on WWE programming. We've seen it numerous times. I'm hoping that they finally just pull the trigger on this feud, you know, and do something. Whether we get a match at WrestleMania, because they are just dragging this along. And it has become, in my opinion, tiring. You know, because, you know, 1 minute it was at Raw, and they moved Rey Mysterio to SmackDown, and all of a sudden there's no mention of it. And now, all of a sudden, here we are again. So, I honestly just want to see this feud be put away for a while. The heel turn between Dominic just isn't working. Like I said, I believe that Rhea Ripley is kind of carrying this heel turn right now. Which without her, this heel turn wouldn't work. Dominic Mysterio obviously needs the Judgment Day to make this heel turn work, or else, you know, it kind of would be dead in the water. But honestly, does the Judgment Day need Dominic Mysterio? In my opinion, no. If anything, I think Dominic makes the Judgment Day look weak, as I think the Judgment Day looked a lot better without Dominic. They looked a lot stronger. And now they've just been kind of a... It's been kind of laughable to me. I mean, look at the Judgment Day. Having that star power like Finn Balor and Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley, those three are strong together. They don't need Dominic. So does this feud hurt Rey Mysterio or Dominic? No. Because I believe that both are very talented. Rey Mysterio, you know, one of the greatest. His son, you know, needs some work on the mic. But overall, his in-ring talent is pretty decent. But I do think he needs some promo work, you know. I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, Dominic has this baby face look to him. He doesn't look like an adult. So, therefore, a lot of us wrestling fans can't take him very serious. Because this feud reminds me of a teenage son talking back to his father. That's just what it looks like. But, you know, everybody has their own opinion. But overall, you know, I am very happy to see Rey Mysterio be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. I know Eddie Guerrero is proud. And this makes me want to go back and look at the matches between Eddie and Rey. You know, the matches they had in WCW, the matches they had in WWE, you know, and they even, you know, tag team for a while. You know, Rey Mysterio even, you know, had a tag team going with Edge for a while, which they were a great team. So I definitely want to go check that out. There's also a Best of Rey Mysterio on Peacock, so be sure to check that out. It's pretty interesting. It goes all the way back from his WCW days to his debut in WWE, as I mentioned earlier with Chavo Guerrero, which I thought was a really good match. You know, it wasn't a simple squash match. As most debuts that we see in WWE, this was a pretty decent match. You know, Chavo did well of giving Rey Mysterio the chance to shine and show off some of his great moves that are known today. So, in my opinion, they couldn't have picked a better opponent for Rey Mysterio's debut. As for what Rey Mysterio does for after WrestleMania, I don't know. Obviously, we need to get past this feud with Dominic. I'm hoping to see a reunion between Dominic and Rey Mysterio at some point. Who knows, but we'll have to see what happens. In other news, guys, we've seen a fatal five-way match tonight between Sheamus, McIntyre, Xavier Woods, LA Knight, and Karrion Kross with a double pin. This match was pretty decent from start to finish. One thing I noticed in this match was that LA Knight took a lot of bumps during this match, as well as Karrion Kross did. And this match ended in a double pin. McIntyre and Sheamus both picking up the win at the same time. And that will lead us to a match between McIntyre and Sheamus. Now, I wasn't too thrilled about, you know, the way they booked this match at the end. But if we are getting a McIntyre versus Sheamus match next week as a payoff, then I'm all for it. Somebody actually predicted the finish to this match on Facebook. They predicted that McIntyre and Sheamus would be a double pin. And, you know, when I saw this, I thought, man, that's crazy. But it definitely makes sense. So I'm all for it. I definitely feel like there's going to be a triple threat match at WrestleMania. Just seeing how this storyline is playing out, I would love to see Gunther versus Sheamus again. But obviously McIntyre is a big star, so you know you have to throw him in the mix there. So who knows? But I am pretty thrilled about Gunther versus Sheamus again. If that does happen, there's a possibility. But we shall see. You know, who knows? No Bray Wyatt tonight, guys. A lot of people are fearing, that Bray Wyatt could be getting released again. But I don't believe that's the case, you know. I do think this storyline with Lashley is, kind of dragging on. There's no big build-up to it. As we've seen a much bigger build between LA Knight and Bray Wyatt. Not as big, not a huge big build between LA Knight and Bray Wyatt. But it was much bigger than what we're getting now between Lashley and Bray Wyatt in this storyline. I definitely feel that it could be better. I think a lot of the problem is, Lashley is on Raw, Wyatt is on SmackDown. We are seeing Bray Wyatt, play type of mind games, with Bobby Lashley, much like we would see, The Undertaker play with Kane or, Randy Orton, back in those days. So while Bray Wyatt is not on TV, don't fear that he's going to be released. I don't think that that's the case. Bray Wyatt is obviously a huge star in WWE's eyes. Bobby Lashley is a huge star as well. So I do think there will be a big payoff. Last week we seen Uncle Howdy attack Lashley, and then we heard the lights go out, which many people said this is reminiscent of The Fiend and how before The Fiend would attack somebody, the lights would go out. So could these mind games be that we are getting The Fiend at WrestleMania, The Fiend versus Bobby Lashley? That would make sense. The Almighty versus The Fiend, it would make sense. The Fiend is the type of character when Bray Wyatt is The Fiend, he is the type that is unstoppable. And if they're going to book Bray Wyatt versus Bobby Lashley at Mania, then this would be the right direction to go. Because obviously you need somebody that can match Bobby Lashley's power. You need somebody that is as dominant as Bobby Lashley is in the ring. And while Bray Wyatt, may not be the size of Bobby Lashley, he may not have the physique as Bobby Lashley. As The Fiend, he could definitely pull it off as he no-sells moves, as he is pretty dominant in the ring, as we've seen with his past opponents, Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, guys like that. Guys that he's just looked dominant against. And I think if they're going to do Lashley, then they got to book The Fiend versus Lashley. But they could always go so many different ways with this. So who knows? But it definitely feels like we're going to get The Fiend versus Bobby at WrestleMania. I don't know. We could just get old plain Bray Wyatt. Who knows? Could Uncle Howdy get involved? Maybe. I know there was some Knicks plans. And the original plan was for Uncle Howdy versus Bray Wyatt. That is not going to happen. Obviously, they want to bring Uncle Howdy along, a little longer. So it definitely makes sense as, Uncle Howdy really hasn't gotten a big introduction during the LA Knight feud. So it definitely makes sense to give us more appearances from Howdy. Because we haven't really seen that much. So to me, that definitely makes sense. But yeah. As for Miss Bliss, a.k.a. Alexa Bliss, she is on a hiatus from WWE. A lot of people are fearing the same, saying that she may be getting released from WWE, that WWE is forgetting about her. And I don't think that's the... I don't think that is the case because... while Bray Wyatt got released from WWE and was out for a year, he wasn't forgotten about, and before he started the Fiend gimmick, keep in mind that he was out from WWE for 9 months. And then he came back with a new gimmick and people loved it. So just because superstars are out for, just a few months, it does not mean they are forgotten about. It does not mean that, you know, WWE's forgetting them. You know, obviously, talent needs some time off once in a while. And Miss Bliss is definitely some talent that, you know, she definitely deserves some time off, in my opinion. I have heard rumors of a Wyatt and Bliss reunion, so after WrestleMania, maybe we could see that reunion happen. As for plans for her with WrestleMania, there's no word on that. She could always get involved in the match between Bray Wyatt and Lashley, and we could see a reunion there. Who knows? So while there is no indication that she will be at WrestleMania, that doesn't mean she won't be a part of it. She could always get involved, you know, in the Bray Wyatt match, like I said. And stuff like that, obviously WWE is going to keep a secret. You know, they're not going to outright say that she will be involved in WrestleMania, because that will kind of, you know, make people say, oh, well, you know, obviously she's going to get involved in the Bray Wyatt match, you know, and WWE doesn't want that. They don't want to just give that away. So it definitely makes sense for them to just, you know, not mention her up until Mania, or, you know, they can always have something planned for her after WrestleMania. But she's definitely, you know, still active on Twitter, you know. So I definitely feel like they have something for her. They're just, you know, keeping us on a little cliffhanger, you know, keeping us guessing. So, but it definitely makes sense. As for the Bloodline storyline, we've seen Jey Uso turn on Sami Zayn. Much expected, as we've heard rumors of the Usos versus Kevin and Sami at WrestleMania. I'm pretty, you know, excited for this. As much as I love the Usos, I kind of want to see Sami Zayn get what's deserved to him. You know, a title. He's done so well with the Bloodline storyline, you know, being a part of it and then disbanding from it. He's carried this storyline so well as Roman Reigns and the rest of the Bloodline. But Sami Zayn has been the star maker, the babyface that everyone loves, along with Kevin Owens, who I also believe deserves a title at this point, who deserves something more than what he's getting. Because I'm a big Kevin Owens fan. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Kevin Owens fan, but because I definitely feel that he deserves something out of this, as well as Sami Zayn. Definitely an exciting storyline. And like I said, I love the Usos, but I definitely feel that it is time to take the titles off of these guys and, you know, move on from the Bloodline, and along with Roman, you know, take the titles off of Roman. As much as I would hate to see Cody hold both titles, as I feel they should be split, you know, whatever. Hopefully we'll get, you know, a split championship at some point, and we can have a champion on both Raw and SmackDown. Not just one. But who knows? You know, I don't know. But anyways, guys, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I will be back next Friday, same time as always. We are back on regular time this week. So be sure to tune in every Friday. Now, when I say every Friday, that could be Friday night, that could be Friday morning. Just depends on when I can get to it, and depends on what's going on, you know, through the week between Raw and SmackDown or AEW, you know, because I try to throw AEW in there. Yeah, honestly, like, guys, I haven't been watching AEW with everything that's going on. Ever since that media scrum with CM Punk and all that drama with the, you know, the Young Bucks and Omega, I haven't really been watching it. I've been watching bits and pieces of it, but not enough to, you know, stay interested. Which is crazy how AEW, in my opinion, has gone sort of downhill from now till months ago. But I do think if they bring CM Punk back, I do feel that things will be, you know, sort of watchable. As for the drama, you know, backstage and everything else, who knows? We don't know. But we'll just have to wait and see. I have been watching Major League Wrestling, and if you haven't watched that, check it out. They have a bunch of big names. You know, they got Real Run, Real One, a.k.a. Enzo Amore. They have John Hennington, a.k.a. John Morrison from WWE. They have his wife, who is rumored to be a part of WWE or AEW. So could we be getting John Morrison, you know, back in WWE soon? Who knows? But that would definitely be a big name. But anyways, guys, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Like I said, please tune in every Friday. I'd like to thank my sponsors, W Energy, State Farm, Carvana. You guys are great. Thank you for, you know, letting me be a part of everything. And I'd like to thank you all for listening each week. That means a lot to me. So keep tuning in. You know, check out some of them older episodes. Give me a rating on Spotify. If you guys want to subscribe to my podcast, the link will be in the description. It's only 99 cents a month to subscribe. So check that out. Anyways, guys, have a good night. God bless. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.